a fork with some rubber bands on it, shoot stone.
Yes. Uh-huh. What do we call him? Yeah, I've seen that last time. You could shoot birds with them.
Yeah, I've shot at lots of things, but you know, I've never hit a thing. I bet I've shot a million rocks, too.
Yeah. Make them out of a, get you a fork and stick and get you some rubbers and put on there.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we played with that lot. We have kids around here that does a lot of this archery work now. Boy, they get good. I've seen them kill sparrows.
Wow.
I seen a grandson down there shoot a sparrow and the arrow went halfway through.
Huh. Well, that is
just
good.
Come down with a sparrow.
This gentleman I'm talking
to. Well, I kill rabbits. Them guys go out there in the snow was on and bring in five or six rabbits and just kill them.
Huh.
They can shoot, they can be across this
room. Indian boys? Or
huh? No, they're just old American boys. They just do that practice. They kill deer with them, you know, down in the mountains. They go to that deer hunt. There's archery day down there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they killed them in a deer last year.
They used to do that in Michigan, and then some of their Detroit sportsmen went up there and they'd shoot the deer with a .22 and stick an arrow in the hole.
Oh, that was no good.
No.
Not very good sport. But I've seen these boys just get out there and take a bale of hay, you see.
Uh-huh.
And they put up a target out there and make a little circle on it.
Uh-huh.
And boy, they can stand, well, like if you're in the front of that room over there and put it in that circle right like you see right there.
Boy, that's pretty good.
Well, it's as good as I can do the shotgun.
That's all I can do to cock the bowl.
Yeah.
On the farm, did you have one of those vehicles with one wheel up in front, a couple of handles back here, and you could put in manure or dirt?
Wheelbars?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
They were pretty common, weren't they?
Well, we had to have them for different things, you know. Cleaning out the barn was the main thing we used them for. We always kept one around on we called it a manure pile. We'd go in there in the morning, clean out around where the horses stood, pile it up out there in the pile, and in the wintertime, there's a bunch of it out there we'd hold out on the field.
Uh-huh. Nothing like that either.
No, that's no more. We don't have that anymore.
Now they put it in bags and sell it to people in town.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the horses to produce that stuff anymore, like we used to. But I tell you something, I used to do more work in the morning, getting up and currying and cleaning my horses up and getting the harness on and getting out the field than I do now in a day's work.
Yeah, that's
you come in at night, you had to take them horses off, out, water them, unharness them, feed them, turn them out, let them roll, turn them out of the pasture, and get them up in the morning. Boy, there's a lot of shortcuts now.
Thank goodness.
Well, there's one thing about it. One man farms as much as five or six used to.
Yeah, that's right. It gives us more time to feel there.
Yeah. But it's got to be that way because our farming stuff, stuff that we raise, don't bring anything compared to what the machinery you use.
I just wonder, though, if in, say, 20 years, the way the population is increasing, if we're going to have enough food.
I think so. I think that there's been so much research about fertilizer and stuff. You know, the government got wise and thought they was going to control this wheat production.
Mm-hmm.
They cut us half in 200 wheat. Well, it allowed everybody to have 15 acres. What these old boys done is raising wheat all the time in this part of the country. They put in their half that they had, and then they'd go out and rent 15 acres from some guy that just had a small crop, and he's raised. Consequently, we raised more wheat in our county than we ever did before.
Mm-hmm.
And they ordinarily them days they raise, say, I expect on an average 12, 14 bushels. Well, now we raise around 30 bushels. And we just double the fertilizer and get the chemicals and go ahead and raise this stuff. They just produce it. I got a man up here farming on a place I've got right north of town here now.